Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So at least you must have two sources of income. And I will advise you, you see, some of us, we like white collar jobs a lot. But it's okay, you can have a white collar job. That's the kind of job that brings you bulk money. So at the end of the month, you are giving big money. They put money together and say, this is your pay. But aside from this white collar job, it is wise for you to have a job that brings you money every day. So at least two. One that brings you bulk money, like an investment that yields every 20 years or every 10 years or 5 years or at the end of the month. And then also a job that brings you money every day. Every day you see money. It is very important. Because in life, God gives us everybody. He doesn't give us one gift. He gives you a major gift. And there is something else you can do apart from that. We call it a minor gift. The major gift can bring you good bulk source of income that you can invest in very big ways so that you are not stressed. But they are minor gifts. God doesn't want you to neglect your minor gifts. He wants you to use them also. Because minor streams can gather water. You'll be surprised how the drop that comes maybe from the roof of your of somebody's house, not your house, but it can drip like that, that, that. You'll be surprised at the end of the year. You'll be surprised the water you have gathered. If you want to be financially free, have bulk source of income, have investments that are in the long term, but have also the everyday one. Because if you have the bulk one and every day you don't see money, you will see that you will be very stressed. Even if it's not enough,
yes, it's true.
If you see it, yes. It makes a difference. Hallelujah. If you see money every day, but you don't have bulk money, you will be stressed financially. So use your major gifts and use your minor gifts. You are not more anointed than Apostle Paul.
Who had a major gift that he used? But he had a minor gift of a contractor. And he was building tents. He says, these hands have ministered to my own needs. He said, I have done this so that I will be an example to you. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next component of financial freedom it is not being stressed with riches and competing with others on who has more riches.
Now, where do you want to see me? Where do you want to see me? Where do you want to see me? And now the problem.
If you are somebody who competes with others as far as money is concerned, you can have a lot of money, but you will not be free.
Now, so we are here. What do you want to do? You know who was the customer?
So in financial freedom, we see money as a means to an end, not an end in itself. We see it, money as an enablement. That makes us fulfill our life's assignment. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So you need to understand that you have to look beyond money for financial freedom. Look beyond money. Look at your life's assignment. And see money as a means of fulfilling that assignment. Because everybody has got an assignment in life. If you look beyond money at the assignment, and you see your life's assignment, God will give you money to back that assignment. And if your life's assignments need $1 million to fulfill it, and somebody's life assignment needs $1 billion to fulfill it, God will give each of you what you need for the assignment he gave. And God will not compare you that you are not as rich. You have only $1 million. This one is rich. He has got $1 billion. So compete with him. No, it's not like that. We look beyond money in financial freedom. So that you may not have as much as somebody has. You may not have as much buildings and cars as somebody has. But you do not know the person's life assignment. So allow the person to be. And don't be under any pressure or stress. Just look at your life assignment. God will give you money to fulfill it.
Amen. 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 I said, "Well, I'm saying amen." Well, see, when you are going to be under the fraud, dear friend, or be the friend who said, "Well, let's have you with the sister who knew all about me." Or be the friend who said, "Let's just turn it down with you. Why do you want that? So, my friend who said, "Let's just turn it down with you.
So stop stressing yourself. Don't just make money for the sake of making money. Because there will be no end to that journey that you are on.
Sir, I'm not going to
God does not give us money so that we will prove to other people where power lies. God does not give you money for boasting. In fact, he doesn't give you money to prove your age, so that if you are older, you should have more money. Uh-huh. And if you are younger, you should have small money. Uh-huh. Who said that? So stop stressing yourself and enter into the financial freedom God has got for you. Because without freedom and you looking beyond money at your life's assignment, peace will come to you. Stress will be away from you. Only when your focus and your vision is, why did you bring me on earth? Is it just to get money? Is that our purpose, to make money? No. God doesn't give us money to show our spirituality. So that you feel that the more anointed you are, the richer you should be. Or the more you are close to God, you are so close to God, so you should have more money. In fact, God doesn't give us money to even show that we are blessed. You are blessed with or without money. So look beyond money. Your only satisfaction and fulfillment in life is fulfilling the reason for which you came on earth. You came on this continent. That is the reason for your life. And free yourself and have fulfillment from fulfilling your life's purpose. The other component of financial freedom is being free from debts. When you have debts, you will not be free financially. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go to the book of Proverbs. Let me show you something there in 24. God wants us to be free from debts. Listen to me. It doesn't mean that you cannot borrow money. Listen very carefully. It doesn't mean you cannot borrow money. But anytime you have to borrow money, make sure that you have more assets.
You said,
the borrowing, than the liabilities you are putting on yourself.
It will be funny, sir. Okay, sir, in Ghana, the car you have. It will happen, sir, who will car? Who car you bought me at 20,000? It will come up to see how about 2,000? Sir, there you are. Who car you bought me at 20,000?
A car is not an asset.
Yes, sir, come.
It depends on how you use the car. An asset is practically, biblically, something that brings you more money than takes money away from you. So you have to look at what you have in life. Whether it's a building, whether it's cars, whatever investment, financial investment you have, see whether you use more money to support what you call the asset. More than the money that thing brings to you.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So the book of Proverbs 24 and verse 27 says this. It says, prepare your work without.
Prepare your work without.
Yes. Prepare your work outside. And make it fit for yourself in the field. Afterwards, build your house. You know what that scripture is saying? It is simply saying that have more assets than liabilities. Before you build your house, over there the house is a liability. You can say, oh well, Pastor, I'm living in my own house. And every time you are painting it, every time you are renovating it, and you don't get as much out as you put in, although it's your own house that you are living in. Then the house is a liability. That is why the wise man Solomon says that build your work outside you. In other words, have more assets. Because your work is supposed to bring you more money than it takes from you. That is why he says, make it fit for yourself in the field. And afterwards, you can acquire a liability or you can go and borrow. Hallelujah. Now some of us, the houses we are living in, the prepaid that we pay a loan. When Jesus Christ came to take our debts away, our spiritual debts, I mean, when he came to take it away on the cross, he made sure he had enough righteousness to cover the debts. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you just love him? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why His righteousness is more than all the sins you can sin. Everybody on earth can sin. Jesus' righteousness to pay for our debts is far more. And so this is how the Bible puts it. Every time he compares our fall and our sins to Jesus and his sacrifice, he says, much more. Much more. Read Romans chapter 5. 5 times you come across the phrase, much more. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you must make sure that your assets are at every time more than your debt. Otherwise, you don't have financial freedom.
If I talk principle, I'm not going to say much more principle. What does it mean? Much more principle. Or see, yes, you're right.
The next thing I'll say to you about financial freedom. Is financial freedom is having no fear of money. You know, some people, they fear money. Yeah, some people, they are afraid to have money. They don't have money or they are poor, but they are afraid that they will get money. No, they don't want to have money. Have you come across people like that?
What will you produce, sir?
I've come across people like that. You'll be shocked. So I told my wife that, okay, I mean, you should have what he wants. You understand that? Why should you stress yourself? Because the guy likes it. He doesn't have, but he likes it. You haven't seen people like that. You are not old. You are not old. You are growing. You are talking about finance. Pastor, stop what you are saying. We are okay. We have life. When we woke up, we are strong. We can go about. I have my children. I have these things. I mean, what are you talking about? Oh, money and finances and things like that. You haven't come across people like that. Eh? You are one of them. You are one of them. That is why you haven't come across people like that. So, don't have fear for money. Otherwise, financially, you are not free. Some people are afraid to keep money. And some people are afraid to use money. They have it, but they don't use it. And when you use money, say, how can you waste money like that? Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He was not afraid to use money. Sometimes certain people were saying that, why did you waste this perfume? It's a year's wage. Why did you waste it? Jesus says, no, let her alone. Don't be afraid. In other words, he was saying, don't be afraid if you have money and you have to use it for a worthy cause. Use it!
Okay. Well, see, I am not yes, so you have to put a dunyama guninaya. Now, Crawford was say, oh, mommy, I don't know who say I guess a dunyami, I am 1 feet sicker. Now, what they are trying to make sure we yes, and I am sicker. Yes, Simon Jai. So, who was sicker? Now, what's up with the yard? And my one. Hey, so for see, use it, just a fire.
Jesus said, she has done a good thing. A good thing like anointing Jesus' body for burial. And money was used, a year's wage was used. Jesus said, let her alone. She has done a good thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you find a good thing and you have to use money for it, use it. Don't be afraid. When you use it, more will come.
Amen.
The final thing I will share with us about the component of financial freedom. What shows that you have financial freedom is not aiming for money. It is not a kingdom disposition to aim for money. Rather, you should live above money by aiming to serve humanity, and money will follow you as a byproduct. There is nobody who has aimed for money who has gotten money. All those who have money, their aim was solving a human problem, lifting up the dignity of humans. That was their aim. Serving humanity was their aim. When you seek first the kingdom of God, all these things shall be added unto you. So seek that the rule of God will come on this earth as it is in heaven. Let that be your aim. And all these things, it shall be added unto you. So young people, don't make it your aim that I am aiming for this amount of money. Listen carefully to me. As you go to school, as you go through school, think about what human need there is. That after school, I can use my knowledge and contribute to. Let that be your burden. Let that be your concern. And go through your schooling. And God is going to supply your need in order for you to fulfill that assignment. So stop aiming for money, especially quick money. No way. It doesn't come like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aim at serving humanity. And you see that you'll be free from finances. God is going to give you so much that you will even lose count of it. Oh yes. He will give you so much that you will lose count of it. And you will be able to support his agenda on this end. As we close, look at John chapter 8. Let me show you in 5 minutes how to get financial freedom. It is important for you to know how to be financially free. John chapter 8. And then verse 31. The Bible says that then said Jesus to those Jews who had believed in him. Jesus said to Jews who had believed in him. So they were believers. Because they had believed in Jesus. In other words, they were spiritually free. He said to these Jews who were spiritually free that if you continue in my word, if you continue in my word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. These are people who are born again, so to speak. They have spiritual freedom. Because like us, they have believed in Jesus. But what kind of freedom did they need after spiritual freedom? Why did Jesus say that, although you believe in me, you are spiritually free? When you know the truth, the truth will make you free. What freedom again? What second freedom is he talking about? I believe that among other things, he was talking about financial freedom. Because he knew, after spiritual freedom, you have to get financially free, and the others will just follow. Hallelujah. So he said that it is the kingdom word that gives financial freedom. Hallelujah. I'll say it again. You want financial freedom? Master the kingdom word. Because the kingdom word is the word that introduces rulership into your life. It feeds you with dominion and rulership. The kingdom word, when you surround yourself with it, it feeds you so much that you are able to overcome the rival lord and master called Mammon. So do you know what? I pray for you that you will know the kingdom word. Because that is the only word that frees human beings.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.